The conference is now being recorded.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you
good
doing?
Morning.
Who is that?
Everything's good in Potter County.
Oh, Teresa Daniel, Dallas County, with Craig Morrissey from Dallas County.
Robert Costello, Dallas County. Good morning, all.
How are you doing?
Good.
Morning, Commissioner.
How are you?
Good.
I know we all just say life is good, life is grand. And thank you.
Well, let's not get carried away this morning.
Life has changed for at least a while.
This is Judge Whitley on the line.
Morning, Judge Whitley.
Good morning, Judge.
Morning, Judge.
So far on the line for board members, I've heard Judge Whitley, Roger Jeffries, who is maybe the proxy for Commissioner Gomez, for Commissioner Daniel, and Randall Sims on behalf of Nancy Tanner. I've not heard Commissioner Donnelly. I've not heard Commissioner Marchant yet. Judge Whitley, we posted instructions for anybody who wanted to make a public comment for this meeting that they were to notify us of their name and phone number in advance of this call, and we've gotten no one registered for a public comment.
Thank you. So how long do you want to give before we go ahead and get started?
It's up to you, Judge. You know, we have a quorum present if you want to proceed. I've got three after the posting time. I don't expect Commissioner Marchant to be here. I did expect Commissioner Donnelly to be on the call.
Well, let's go ahead and call the roll. We can do approval of minutes and some of those kind of things, and then we can kind of go from there.
Okay, I'll call the roll. Judge Whitley.
Here.
Commissioner Gomez. Roger Jeffries on behalf of Commissioner Gomez.
Here.
Commissioner Daniel.
Present.
Commissioner Donnelly. Commissioner Marchant. Judge Tanner.
Randall Sims.
Here. Thank you, Randall. Judge, we have a quorum.
Okay.
And I think Paul Gardner's on as well.
That's correct.
Sorry, who's that?
Paul Hoppengardner.
Okay.
Okay, so I thank all of y'all. I know that y'all have got a few things going on right now, and so I appreciate you taking the time out to be on this call. I think at this time I will ask if there's – I know that you said there wasn't anybody that had said they we're going to call in for public comment. But let me just ask for sure that if there is anyone on that for public comment, please identify yourself. Okay, there being none, then with that, I think the next thing we'll move to is approval of the minutes.
The minutes are in your packet. They begin at page 2. They run all the way through page 17 because they include the budget that was approved at the last meeting.
Okay. Any questions about the minutes?
I do have a question. There was a directive for John Dayhill to do a survey of the members regarding voting strength. Was there a report on that?
I did not write a report, Commissioner. I did speak to most members of the board, and there was not an appetite to there was not a majority of individuals who wanted to consider a change to the bylaws. But Quite honestly, Commissioner, I had intended to put a bylaws discussion on this meeting, but because of everything that's going on, I thought that would be a lengthy discussion, and I made a determination that because of the most individuals didn't want to move forward with the change, and because of the nature of the way this meeting's being held and the time constraints, I did not put it on today's agenda.
Well, that impacts the number of votes that are going to be taken at today's meeting.
Well, Commissioner Daniels, why don't we go through the approach and let's see whether or not, I will be very surprised if there is a vote where one votes yes and all the rest vote no. If that's the case, then I think we'll sit down and address that and see if we can't reach a consensus. Okay, do I have a motion to approve the minutes?
Can I move? Am I allowed to vote? This is Roger.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I think you're the proxy for Travis, so yes.
Okay, I move that we accept the minutes.
This is Robin Donnelly. I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Item 4. Discussion of TechShare project and resource status.
This is Charles Gray giving the report, and the status report begins on page 18. There's a one-page summary of all the accomplishments at a major level since you last met in June on page 19. There's a financial report beginning on page 20 that gives you an up-to-date look at our expenses and our forecast. You can see that because of the payment from Tarrant County on their court implementation project, we significantly reduced the loss for fiscal year 19. We are running two projects now that we expect to get approved for funding that will handle the projected loss right now for fiscal year 20, so we don't expect that forecast to hold. I'm happy to take any questions either on our accomplishments or on the financial report.
So, Charles, this is GK. Let me ask you a quick question on Tarrant County. I know that you all have submitted an invoice on the on a catch-up on court. Did you all receive that full amount?
Yes, sir, we did.
Thank you.
Any other discussion on this TechShare project resource status? Does that require any action, John?
No, sir. It's just a report for y'all's information.
Okay, I do have one question before you go off. On the magistration, I understand Dallas County has stopped that again. Is that correct?
Well, it's been delayed for 2 weeks because of the staff who are unable to continue with the testing at this moment.
All right, so it's just delayed.
Yeah, the will is there. It's delayed due to the circumstances.
Cool.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Just a heads up on that. We're going to review that again on the 9th, depending on the circumstances on the ground. And you know, we've got some real staffing and logistical challenges, obviously, we're dealing with because of COVID. But, yeah, we're expecting to review it on the 13th. We'll decide if we need to delay further or if we can go ahead and proceed.
Okay.
Any other questions at this time?
Are we're going to go ahead and do the implementation in Fort Bend on magistration?
If you approve the agreement today, we are.
Okay.
Next thing is discussion of, and I think we just may have done that too, discussion for the fiscal year 2021 budget.
So this is an information item also. It is not the budget itself. We're beginning on page 24. We're letting the board know of our schedule for putting together the budget for 2021 and also the principles that we are going to use to build that budget. And so there's really no action for you to take today. If I don't know if that you all have had time to review this in detail, but in the coming days, if you do have questions about those principles we're going to use to build the budget, just bring that to our attention, and we can discuss this further at your next meeting.
Yeah, I've got a couple questions on the general class assessment. Indirect assessment. How's that being how's that being calculated?
For the indirect, we base that on total FTEs.
We base it on the actual direct expenses to that particular program or function for texture indirect. Last year in the budget principles, we did base it on the number of FTEs that were allocated and how they spent their time. That's very hard for us to capture. So this is a slight change from what we've done in the past to make it simpler to calculate the allocations and for both general and texture indirect to allocate them based on direct expenses.
What percentage and expense categories are included? Do you know?
Yes, that would be each of the resources that will be in the budget. For example, texture juvenile, prosecutor, indigent defense, and so on. And then depending on whether we have approval or not, we would have allocations for projects.
Because it's included in some parts but not in every part.
That's correct. Usually we try to base the indirect costs solely on the resources. But a couple of years ago, the board made a change and allowed us at the discretion of our negotiation with the county to also apply some of the indirect expenses to projects.
Which ones are those?
Well, they have been all justice projects up till last year. Last year when we did the jail development project, the counties agreed to authorize a portion of the indirect expenses to help cover facility costs, but that was the only indirect expense they approved in that agreement, as an example. All other projects so far have taken a share of the indirect expenses.
This type of expense is included in each project. But it doesn't seem, I couldn't find it on the management summary. It's not there. How come? Is it included in something else?
Are you looking at? you looking at the budget?
Yeah.
So if you look at management summary, it shows the general class expenses, association services fees. She's saying that it doesn't, on page 4, doesn't include the texture indirect assessment.
There's a general class assessment.
Right, I understand. So when I look at the detail of the tech share budget on page 5, I don't see it on that budget either.
Well, you see it on 6, it begins.
These are the details, but it's just not rolled up.
It's on JCMS.
You see it on the individual projects, but not on the roll-up.
Right.
That's something that we didn't catch last year. That's a defect in this document.
So any ideas on how, where it would have been included?
I'm sure they were included at the individual project levels. If you can see it on each of the resources
right.
and projects that were in that budget, and we just didn't show the roll-up. We can correct that report to you so you can see how it applied for fiscal year 20.
Yeah, I guess the question is, Charles, is that number on page 5 accurate, not including the indirect?
I understand the question. I just have to go back and look at the spreadsheet. I don't have that open right now. Can I get a, give a report back to you, the committee on that?
Yeah, that'd be.
Yeah. Another question was.
Both indirect and general is reported on the individual projects. I don't see it on the roll-up.
Yes, sir.
Right.
So I'll have to go back and check in the official records of the association to see how we handled that. And I can include that in the minutes since that will be a public document. That would help.
Let me stand corrected. There is a general class expenses that are, if you look on page 5, it's the last line, the $1 million issue. That's for calendar year
19. The texture indirect is not rolled up on page 5. That's
yeah, I don't see it on the roll up.
Right.
Yeah. Kind of a second question related to this on page 9. The indirect assessment goes from $234,000 to $422,000. Why is that?
We move some personnel out of direct expenses into indirect expenses. For example, Troy Pickett took over our development responsibilities for all program areas. So instead of charging his time back to individual projects, calendar year 20, he's charging to tech share indirect, so his costs are allocated. For example, that's not the entire amount, but that's
so do we see that offset in the total staffing? In that case,
it would be offset in indirect budget, in the direct cost budget.
Okay.
So when we reviewed this budget, we looked at the staff allocations, and you can see, I don't have it in these minutes, but see how that was reflected.
Yeah, I guess we see it in the staffing line, right? You went from $625,000 down to $472,000, and I imagine right. that difference was rolled into indirect. Is that correct?
Well, a portion of it. We also did some staff reductions. So, for example, if you look at page 9, if you look at total staffing was $1,123,000 in calendar year 19, and it's $886,000 in calendar year 20.
Right.
So that's part of the difference.
Okay.
Okay, I look forward to seeing how this can,
we'll issue a report for that.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Okay, so what we were discussing was the process for the upcoming budget. Does anyone have any additional questions on that?
Judge Whitley, if I may, I know we had the product owner meeting for Texture Prosecutor last month. I think that was great. Gave us an opportunity to kind of see what the, you know, what the needs are for those coming forward. I just want to confirm, are we going to be doing in the very near future a similar thing for the other resources and the other product owners?
I think yes, that's primarily done at the Stakeholders Committee, and what will happen is that once it's done at the Technical and the Stakeholders Committee, then those committees will bring the their summary, their budgets up to the the LGC, much as we used to do with the Oversight Board for its approval. But again, that's primarily, it is siloed among the various projects, and the folks who are in each one of those different projects are the ones that are making the decisions as far as what's the evergreening process going to be. And what do they feel like they're ready to pay for in the next year? And then our LGC board would then just approve that.
Okay.
Right. And Judge, and I understand Craig to be asking about the first level of meetings, and those have been had with the prosecutor group, and those first level meetings will be happening with the other resource product owners here.
They've met, juvenile and prosecutor have met, indigent defense is scheduled for 2 weeks to be a virtual, from now to be a virtual meeting. We're working on the agenda today, and we are going to have more specificity in the budget about the baseline M&O costs versus the evergreen costs.
Right. And I think one area that in Dallas, we just want to make sure that we've covered and adequately planned for, with the implementation of Magistrate Portal in Dallas County and now coming up in Fort Bend, there'll be three participants. With the evolution of bail reform and all that's going on in that right now, I want to be sure that we're working in that spirit of collaboration and not, to the degree we can to come to common ground and build solutions that meet everyone's needs without having to diverge, the software so much. So if we could, at some point bring those parties together on magistration, I know it's covered under prosecutor, but obviously the prosecutors don't really have the insight needed or the same, I guess, vision as
that is a great point. I mean, basically for everybody that's involved in magistration and that whole project, there should be regular meetings for the technical folks as well as ultimately up kind of like the old stakeholder committees, and they will hopefully will be in communication about making sure that, we're adopting a similar plan, and then that the stakeholder committee, where they determine how much it's willing to pay for that, they'll make the recommendations. They'll decide on, okay, here's how much we're going to spend on evergreening or whatever the committee or the technical committee recommendations that they want to approve. And then once that's all settled, and that will involve all of the people who are in that particular project or segment of that project, then that comes up to the LGC board for its, for its general approval.
Right. I mean, I think if we work that way, we have a much better chance of keeping costs down. We're not building the wheel 2-3 times. So I'd look forward to getting our subject matter experts engaged in those conversations with the other counties.
We'll schedule that.
Well, let me ask specifically about the, I guess, either the prosecutor or the magistration, who's chairing that technical committee?
Right.
That's
now,
a good question,
the chair of the, it's all been at the prosecutor level, which is the stakeholder committee is chaired by G.K. Manius, and the product owner group has met, and we did review some of magistration. We didn't include Fort Bend or Galveston because they're both entering under SAS agreements, so technically, according to our contracts, they can have input into the prioritization of the backlog, but it's the funding counties who actually vote on that. So
I hear that. I would hope that the stakeholder, maybe GK's here, so maybe what we need to do is either set up a smaller subgroup that is going to deal with the magistration, and I would certainly encourage Fort Bend and them to be a part of those meetings just so that they can make recommendations and understand that. And if GK, just consider whether or not you feel like there needs to be a separate, smaller committee that are just of the magistration folks and then go from there?
You know, I think that it's not going to hurt for us to have that type of discussion and that type of participation. So, yeah, I think that's fine. Charles, why don't you go ahead and start setting that up, and let's get a meeting on both of those issues.
Yes, sir. So keep in mind that would include Potter County, which also has signed an agreement to implement magistration, and they are a funding county. And then the two that are going to be SAS participants are Galveston and Fort Bend. So there would be five counties right now that would be involved in a user group meeting.
I think that would be fine.
That's fine. Let's keep everybody included, and because their input is going to be just as important as the others, and you know, even with the software for service, it's going to, you know, they're going to end up paying a little bit for it, so they need to understand that. Okay, what else in the budget process? And again, this is just talking about the process that we're going to be going through to build next year's budget.
I don't know if this is the time to. I really like seeing the way that this is laid out by project, because we separated each one out a couple of years ago. And in the planning process to continue with that, I guess I'm used to, like, what was it called? It was called project, and it was just a huge software package so that you could follow and track all of the different parts by project, so that we really can hone in on who's doing what and that kind of thing. And then also how the personnel, how the staff can be cross-utilized at different points in time. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and I think you're right. Each project's got to work together.
Right, so that they're separate, but there's a unity.
Well, I think the unity part of that comes, again, from I'm not sure that as long as the different projects are tying in with one another and are using the same deal, I think that's right. And I can't think of a particular example offhand where they wouldn't all be working somewhat together. But, you know, if one is completely independent of the other, there's no reason for both of those programs to be sitting down and trying to put everything just for the sake of meeting.
Yeah. Oh, I agree with
Charles,
that.
Charles,
you absolutely.
May think of an example.
I think in the past we've treated juvenile a bit separately, but now that we're sharing all development resources across every program, I think it makes sense to view it as a whole, as you both are giving us guidance. So we'll do that going forward.
Okay.
As we put this budget together.
Good. What else? Okay, if there's nothing else.
Are we going to talk about the individual proposals down towards the end of the packet separately? Or do you want to?
You talking about like the prosecutor with, you know, the just approving the different projects?
Yeah, Fort Bend, prosecutor.
Yeah, that's coming up in just a minute.
Okay, good deal.
In fact, let's see. First off, it says, I guess, item 6.
Yeah, Judge. So
John, you want?
So there's a memo on page 27. So this is trying to advance, again, the separation of the LGC from CUC. You know, we are kind of in a mid-state right now, where the LGC began contracting with the parties back in 2019, but we've never established the financial operations of the LGC. So without an agreement in place to cover the personnel costs and the costs that CUC covers on behalf of TechShare, the money has remained with CUC. What I would like to do, and we've been delaying as we've tried to analyze the reserves of CUC through a pretty trying time at the end of last year to determine what amount of funds CUC would place into the bank account of CLGC based upon past years of accumulations from tech share endeavors. That project is still not done, although our outside auditor has reviewed the work done on it, has approved it, and so we think we have the final numbers, but I'm waiting for something in writing from the auditor stating that. So we're literally just days away from having that done. But I just feel uncomfortable in the situation that we're in. So what I'm proposing is that we put in place for now an agreement that just says that CUC will continue to pay expenses on behalf of TechShare in compliance with the budget for 2020, and that in turn the LGC will reimburse CUC for those expenses. And if we get that in place, that's a starting point. I can open up a bank account for the LGC, take all the 2020 project and resource funds, put them into that bank account, and begin creating the clear distinction between CUC activities and TechShare activities. And then I think that we're going to come back after that. We're going to explore the question of reserves. We're going to explore the question of the 4% association fee. And so there'll have to be communications between this board and the CUC board to determine what, if any, ongoing relationship will exist.
Well, you know, comments, I'll just ask for comments from everybody else.
There most certainly will have to be a discussion of the roles and responsibilities of CUC and LGC as this separation happens. And then I think with the get the report from the auditor so that piece is kind of laid to rest, and then just go through and make some of those determinations. Is it premature at this moment to do that? I mean, we don't have a plan for one thing.
I guess for mine, John, I have said this before. Before we do that, I would like for us to resolve exactly what kind of reserves we're talking about that are coming over and reach some sort of an agreement on that, and then make sure with regards to the budget that we have approved that, you know, everybody's going to have to agree that they're doing that, because once we do that and then you're in the general or indirect, we can't afford for anybody to drop out and we not get the money to pay that, because, as counties, I think we could end up being pretty strapped on that deal. Now, I know we ended up using a lot of reserves last year, and that's why I feel like I've got to know what those reserves are before I'm really ready to activate. Now, I know you and I kind of disagree as to whether we've already activated or not, but in my mind, until we know what that reserve amount is and until we know, what monies are coming over, I think we continue to do what we're doing, because that's going to ultimately be what is going to be one of the determining factors as to whether we go forward like this. So where are we on the reserve number?
I'm sorry, Judge. I've slept since then. I don't remember what the numbers were.
But do you feel? I mean, the last time we talked, I think we were pretty close, but there was a couple of $100,000 worth of adjustments that we still hadn't gone through and determined exactly whether those belong to us or to CUC. And I feel like that needs to be done, and we need to sit down and discuss those things and make sure we're all on the same page. And then once that's done, then I think we're ready to, we're ready to hear a motion from the CUC board and one from the LGC says, okay, y'all transfer, we start up.
Yeah, that makes sense to me, because things that we must decide today, do a temporary agreement now, based on the contingency that those discussions will happen and a formalized plan will be proposed.
And I guess the expenses that we're talking, that we are actually reimbursing and paying for right now, are based upon actual expenses incurred, both at CUC and then in the indirect as far as all the costs associated with TechShare, and then plus the actual costs associated with CUC, the general cost allocation.
Well, yeah, but let's be clear. The LGC isn't reimbursing anything. The LGC doesn't have a bank account. The LGC doesn't have any financial operations at all.
So I understand that, but you've got money in the CUC account from us to take care of that. And so if we decide to go forward with the activating the LGC, then the money will come over and you will have kept what part were used to actually pay for the expenses. You'll send us the port of the reserves and the remainder, I guess, of the funds that you're holding based upon us having executed the contracts and sent you checks.
Yeah, so the plan, what I've proposed today would do all of that except for address the reserves, and of course it wouldn't address any ongoing thing beyond 2020. So it would take all of the 2020 project funds, and to the extent that you approve resource sharing funds, and to the extent you approve the projects on your agenda today, it would take all of those monies as they come in, and they would go into the LGC account. And then CUC would just continue to, you know, it's still CUC staff, right? So CUC staff would, CUC would bill the LGC for its staff on a, you know, on a biweekly, on a bimonthly basis, and get reimbursement from the LGC. So the budget of TechShare wouldn't change. It's just the mechanism of the payments would change.
And I'm saying I'm fine with that, except I want the reserve. I want to know what the reserve amount is, and I want to know that we've all agreed to it.
Well, I have a question about basically the existing CUC staff is just going to dedicate a certain percentage of their time to the LGC?
The staffing will not change. It's the folks that perform TechShare work today will continue to perform TechShare work. Nothing changes there. And
everybody will be an employee of the Conference of Urban Counties, and then the LGC will reimburse the Conference of Urban Counties an amount for basically carrying on the day-to-day operations of TechShare, as well as a portion of the salaries of the CUC employees allocated through the general cost.
So this is
the exact type of
explanation that I would like to see in a plan, so that we have a good idea of exactly what we're talking about and what the expectations are for both CUC and for LGC. And for staff of all the counties, how does that fit in?
What do you mean staff of all the counties?
In each one of the projects in the counties, it's all part of a whole, but there's also a certain amount of expertise that they would offer in to make things move more smoothly.
Well, that's true, but we've never reimbursed any county for the staff that they have working on the project.
No, this is more on responsibilities, I guess. Maybe that's...
Okay, that has always been basically through our committees. We have the technical committee, the stakeholder committee, and then in the past, what has been the oversight committee would become the LGC board.
I guess, and just this kind of explanation...
Well, and I don't mind, we can put some explanation down, but what I'm saying is that before, you know, the money, we open an account, I would like to know, just for my purposes, and we'll go with we'll talk about it with the board, but I would like to know how much money is coming over as reserves. Because if it's $100,000, then I'm not sure we're not going to have more serious conversations between the LGC members. If it's 800,000, then you know I'm going to feel like we've got a little bit of reserve to work for as we get closer to having this thing all kind of resolved. But there's a lot of question marks here. Yeah.
Judge, I absolutely agree with you. Oops, sorry.
Okay, good. Thank you. John, when do you think we can get around to having the discussion with regards to reserve?
Well, I need a number from Larry, and then the it's a matter of having discussion with the CEC board, and then bringing that discussion forward to this board. I think it would be the process.
I agree with that process. When do you think that can happen?
Well, Judge, it's just hard to say right now. It's hard to get the attention of any board right now. I can just tell you I'll do my best to try to get the attention of the CEC board. It's a good – they don't have to comply with the Open Meetings Act, which is good, so I can communicate with them freely and via email and then see when we can get together and have that conversation.
Do you think that we can have some kind of a plan within like 30 days?
Well, I would hope so. Let me tell you, my feeling from visiting with the CEC board over, you know, more than a year now about this matter is that whatever the auditor says belongs to TechShare, they're going to give to TechShare. I think there might be some further discussion about that, but I feel pretty comfortable in saying that, you know, when Larry gives the numbers saying this is the amount attributable to TechShare over the years, and that's going to go to TechShare. So I don't think it's going to
be. John, I know I'm a pain in the ass bean counter, but I'm going to appreciate what Larry does, and I'll feel very good about it, but I want to sit down and look at it and review it and go through it and make sure we all feel like we're on the same page. If there's questions, I want to resolve the questions. But if, again, for the last 3 or 4 months, we've been dealing with $200,000 that we hadn't quite allocated yet. And so I just need that allocation done. If Larry has done it now and we can go forward, then, you know, I will find a time to sit down with everybody and go through it and feel comfortable with it. And that's all I'm asking is tell me when you're ready for us to look at it. And then I may not be able to travel down there because it's not essential travel, but we can work on that and can get through it. And I and any other member of the LGC board who wants to get comfortable will be more than welcome to sit down, and we can do it via, like we're doing right now, conference call, and can get through that process. And I'm as anxious to get it moving and get it on as I know you are. But I just feel like that has to be done before I want to say, okay, we all agree, and let's go forward.
Judge, I certainly agree with what you're saying. I would like, because having been around the block before with CUC, that it's not everybody has been here at the same length of time, so that the memory of how things are and what kinds of agreements are put in place is sometimes a little foggy. And so just to have in bare bones type, what is the responsibility and authority of the CUC, and what is the responsibility and authority of LGC, including that major factor of reserves and just the and who pays with which percentage of what. I think those, just a basic framework, would be something that would behoove us in the future, so that we aren't caught at sometimes in arguing whose memory of this or that or the other.
I hear you, and I think you're right. I think that's exactly right, and unfortunately, I think we're going to have to do it via phone call, which is much more difficult than doing it face-to-face, because I think we need to get this done hopefully by the end of the month, and certainly none of us are going to be traveling a whole lot, I don't think, until probably summer, as best I can tell.
Well, I agree. This is not an ideal situation, but I think it's a doable one because there is a desire. Because I agree with you, I'm most certainly willing to put the time in that we need in order to do a better job of setting it up right and answering a lot of those questions now rather than having them bite us in the butt later. Excuse me.
So with that, I don't know that we're ready to take any action on item 6. So could we move on to item 7?
Yes, sir. So, items 7, 8, 9, 10, and 11, the rest of your agenda, are all agreements for implementation of various resources in different counties. So, Charles, you want to handle these?
Sure. Item 7 is the Fort Bend implementation of magistration in Fort Bend County. We've given them a SAS quote based on the billing schedule that the board approved with the budget last year, and we've estimated their implementation as a not-to-exceed number. It includes a contingency. Are there any questions?
Is Fort Bend on the county, or are they on the call? Didn't I hear them on the call?
No, I don't believe they're on the call.
Okay. Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
I have a second. We have a motion to second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Was there a question? All opposed?
Donnelly seconded it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Motion passes unanimously. Moving on to item 8.
This is an agreement with Tarrant County to develop some financial capability to handle the specific financial responsibilities of the district attorney's office related to prosecution, victim restitution, and the like. We intend to develop this in such a way that it can become a module that any of the counties in prosecutor can use. And once it's completed in next year's resource sharing agreement, we would include for your consideration a provision that the county get additional capital credit for the expenses related to this project. Have any questions?
Yeah, Charles, this is welcome.
Yeah, I have a question about this.
Wait a minute. We had another question by Commissioner Daniels. Just a second. Somebody else was asking a question.
Oh,
you might need to get a little bit closer to the mic because we weren't barely hearing you.
That was me. That was me, Judge Whitley. I'll let Dr. Daniel ask the question.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, this is challenging sometimes, but the jail situation is one that obviously was not to my liking, considering that we were 11 hour 45 minutes to getting that ready to go, and proud of Tarrant County for getting that ready for implementation. Is there any way that we could have any say in this?
I know
it's a difficult situation, but...
This item is related to the chair prosecutor, development of a case financials module. We'd be happy to take input on the requirements and review the software with the other counties as it evolves.
Well, I guess that's the question. Yeah, we became aware of this, Charles, yesterday. With prosecutor being a collaborative effort, I forwarded the requirements and information over to the prosecutor's office to ask them if they've had any insight or knowledge of what's going on with this, and they shared with me that they do not have any knowledge at all about it. I guess the concern is that since it impacts a resource that's shared, and certainly there's a capital valuation consideration coming in here, which has an impact ultimately, the question just comes down to, Why, being that it's a collaborative program, why are we, this thing's coming forward without ever, another capital investor ever having any insight into it or an opportunity to contribute, so that we can ensure that if this resource is going to come forward, number one, we can make a decision if we want to participate in capital funding, which may be helpful to Tarrant County. Number two, we can ensure that the system is aligned out of the box with the needs of our county as well as Tarrant County. and that we don't, you know, have to make major revisions down the road to implement such a resource. And so I guess we were a little surprised to see it come forward for consideration. We certainly don't want to impede Tarrant County, but we would like to have a say in how the product evolves moving forward, considering our investment.
Okay, so
yes,
this is GK. Charles, let me talk a little bit about this. First of all,
sure.
We were looking at a financial module to track costs in the prosecutor's office. And we looked at several different programs and, you know, the hot check issue and things such as that. This is nothing more than a module that we needed to basically solve the financial issue that we were dealing with. And so it's a module. So if people need to buy it or not buy it or participate in it or not participate in it, but we approached it that way, just like we do some improved modifications that we've done on things like magistration. So it wasn't a wholesale restructuring of the prosecutor module itself. It was just simply an add-on that it's a plug-and-play type issue that if anybody wants to use it, well, then that's fine. But if not, well, then we need that. So we have vetted that pretty extensively with the district attorney's office in order to solve our issue. The reason it's here is because the CUC or the LGC is going to be doing the work, and that's why it's on a contractual issue. If you know, we'll be more than happy to make it available. And once we do that, though, then we're going to be talking about equity ownership and for the entire prosecutor program. So that's what this is. This is not a wholesale modification at all for prosecutor. It's a solution to our financial issues here in our district attorney's office.
And we understand that, GK. Like I said, we're not looking to impede Tarrant in any way. It's just that if there's going to be an effort coming forward like this, you know, again, in the spirit of collaboration, we're a little surprised that there was, you know, a feature that could be of great benefit to other participating counties, yet those counties hadn't had a voice in it at all, or even we weren't even made aware of it.
Well, we can, you know, Craig, I guess what we can do is we can let y'all kind of look at this, see if you've got an interest in it. You know, we don't want to delay it, but we can certainly delay it for a short period of time and say, okay, come over and look at it. If there's something that you say, okay, wait a minute, we really think this will work, or we would really like to, you know, participate, but maybe you need to make one little change here, there, or yon, then trust me, I think you make a very good point. If we're dealing with one of our major projects or resources, we should, if we think it's something that we're going to eventually roll out, we should run it by everybody that's in the deal. So I don't disagree with that one bit. I would just add this caveat. If that's something, we'll contact your people. We'll get in, whoever you feel like needs to be involved with coming over and sitting down and having a couple of meetings, several meetings, whatever it's going to take. But we're going to put a definite time frame on that. And then if y'all want to participate, we'll be glad to let you write the check ahead of time.
Yeah.
Well,
and you can take from that whatever you want to take from that.
What do you think of the idea of giving us 30 days to take a look at this? Because we don't want to delay progress by any stretch of the imagination. But would 30 days be kind of a way that we could take a look at it and get very quick turnaround on input?
I can tell you I've already passed the information over to our prosecutor's office, and they're taking a look at it now. The reason I raise it is because I think there is some interest within the DA's office to look at doing something like this. It wasn't on their immediate radar. It may not be as high a priority for Dallas as it is for Tarrant, but, you know, I would think with just a couple of weeks, you know, as Dr. Daniels mentioned, two to four weeks, we can...
Why don't we just compromise in the middle and say 3 weeks, but we want an answer at that 3 week mark. We don't want, I mean, if at 2 weeks you see that this is going to work and y'all are interested in doing it, then don't hold us up till 3 weeks or whatever. And if you get
absolutely.
To 4 weeks,
absolutely.
I mean, we want to go forward.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
People are yelling at us that they want this done, and so if y'all can do it next week and you come over and you say, man, this looks great, we're ready, we're wanting to go, we might want to tweak it a little bit, then write us a check and we go.
Yeah, we're working on that actively now. Like I said, I introduced it to the DA's office yesterday. They're going to be looking through it, and all I asked was just, hey, look at the requirements. You know, see if there's anything in here that you know, big gaps, you know, that might prevent us from being able to leverage this product. And then we can make a decision, like we said, if we want to participate in the funding of it. You know, that's obviously a decision for the court. But, yeah, we're working on it as fast as we can, Judge. If we just, like I said,
okay.
We just became aware of it yesterday. So we're moving
okay.
as quick as we possibly can.
Thank you, and I apologize. We'll try to make sure in the future that we move. But again, it's kind of a module. But you're right. If we're going to roll it out and think eventually it's going to be something that everybody will use, we'll do it. It's kind of like some of those things where earlier on in some of the projects, y'all did it, and then we eventually went back and I think gave you capital credit after the fact for implementation of things that y'all added to the program that made sense for it to be in everybody's best interest.
Absolutely.
I have a motion to approve then item 8.
With the understanding that it'll be final approval in 3 weeks or something?
They're on the cooperative effort that's going to take place before we move forward.
Yeah.
I'll second
okay, good. We got a motion and a second, and I guess the only thing that I would add is if there we said we're going to pay for it. So if there's work that can begin to be done that can still be without affecting those areas, and if Dallas will get back and immediately begin to try to identify, if there's certain things that can be done, I don't want to put everybody on hold for two or three or more weeks. So. I'll just leave that up to the programmers and the people who are going to be developing this, that hopefully we won't do anything that we have to throw away, but that if there's things we can be doing, let's go forward. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
I hesitate to approve this when it's not finalized yet.
Okay, well...
We can always bring it back forward and amend this agreement based upon whoever wants to contribute to it and the application of the input.
Good. I think that's a good point. So we have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed? Okay, so let the record show that the majority voted in favor and that there were at least two other votes that went with the majority, and one Dallas County voted against it.
Judge, I need to know.
Motion passes. Are you any other questions? John, was that a question from you?
Yes, sir. I need to know who made the motion.
Who made the motion? Somebody made the motion. Okay, I'll make the motion.
I'll second the motion, Randall Sims.
Okay, so now we have a motion and a second. We'll vote again. All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed?
No.
Okay, so again, the same thing. We had the majority voted yes. There were all four voted yes, one voted no. Motion's approved. Moving on to item 9.
Mr. Chairman, this is the agreement for Tarrant County to move forward with the implementation of TechShare Jail. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Just for the board's information, yesterday the CEC board approved refunding the surplus from the TechShare Jail development project. So the three counties participated will share a little more than $2.3 million in refunds.
So do I have a motion to approve the agreement with Tarrant County for implementation of jail?
So moved.
Second.
I have a second. Okay, I have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
Let me call you back, okay?
Norman, can you hear me?
Okay.
I've got two comments. Come on.
So this is GK. Charles? Charles, you there? The amount of this contract is $2,098,585. You're going to need to go on your management summary of the jail budget, which was on page 14, and you're going to have to lower the amount of fees for service on that to that particular number and readjust that that budget so that because our intent is to enter this contract at $2,098,000.
Yes, sir. We decided when we prepared for this meeting not to include a budget amendment until we knew which projects were approved. We will have an amendment to modify the budget at the next meeting, and I'm assuming the next meeting is going to happen soon based on the earlier discussion about the CUC. So we will amend the budget and present it back to the committee for approval.
Thank you. Item 10 is consideration of agreement with Tarrant County for the continued development and implementation of TechShare Court. Charles?
Yes, sir. We've been in discussions with Tarrant County leadership since December about alternatives for moving forward with TechShare Court, and we've presented a couple of alternatives that they are considering. We don't have any decisions yet about how they want to move forward, but the purpose of this item was to give our executive director the authority to enter into negotiations with the county in the event that they made a decision before this board could meet again to
David.
Move forward with that project.
GK, you want to make a...
Yeah, the only thing, Charles, and Tarrant County hasn't reached a final agreement with the court, with our commissioner's court yet. I do want to just point out one thing on the recommended resolution on item A, where they said the total contract value not to exceed $7.5 million. That 7.5 is merely a placeholder number. That is not anywhere close to what we believe that these contracts are going to be.
We understand.
What contracts are you talking about?
But we'll have to enter into an agreement to finish out our court project. And so that's the contract we're talking about. And that contract will be between Tarrant County and the LGC. But I didn't want anyone to be confused when we looked at the recommended resolution, when you saw that $7.5 million as not to exceed. Our intent is not to get anywhere close to that $7.5
million. So this is the assessment and all that. This is the stuff that was completed by Kaleidoscope, correct?
Well, the assessment, Kaleidoscope did their assessment, and they submitted that to Tarrant County. Since when it comes to this portion of the court project, we're the only ones in this. And so we're doing that review. But we need to finish up court. I know that Dallas County is, I don't know if you're on a hold pattern or if you have decided not to finish or be participants in the conclusion of court. But, you know, Tarrant County intends to go ahead and finish this thing up and get it implemented.
Yeah. I guess we, you know, I guess formally Dallas is still on hold, right?
Right.
And so just in observing what's going on and the whole Kaleidoscope thing, I guess we had some concerns, and we raised those concerns around how that was being addressed. And I guess in order for us to make informed decisions going forward, we're kind of trying to figure out where is that heading.
Let me disagree.
Hey, folks, I'm going to have to drop off, and Paul Hoppengartner is going to be Commissioner Gomez's proxy. Sorry.
Okay. Thank you. You're really not on hold. You're not active right now, and there's not really a status called on hold. You're either active or you're not. And you didn't pay last year's maintenance and operation, and you're not paying this year's. And so you're welcome to come back in at some point in time. But as far as at this point in time, you're not on hold. Now, we'll be glad to, you know, as we move forward and make the selection and figure out how we're going to go forward, we'll be glad to at least make you aware of that. But I have not gotten, at this point in time, any indications. Have y'all not put out a RFP for court services?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We have.
Yeah,
have you accepted one yet? Have you accepted one yet? Have you accepted one yet?
Okay. No, we haven't. Part of it is the timing, because my ideal situation would be that courts would be completed by Terrence so that Dallas County could take a look at it and make that decision of opting back in again, because I know it's going to be successful in the end.
Yeah. I think Judge...
Well, and that's our goal, too. That's our goal, too, and we want to get it done as rapidly as possible. And so, again, that's why we're having this meeting right now, is because we think we're near making a decision as to exactly and who with exactly to go forward.
Right.
And we don't want to have to, once we've made that decision, we don't want to have to wait for another meeting or for us to be able to set up another meeting with the LGC board.
Right. I guess, Judge Whitley, my concern is just that what I had seen coming into this and leading up to this, whether Dallas is in on court or not in on court, you know, our interest is ensuring that the overall health of TechShare program, which we do invest in heavily. The whole thing, and specifically with Kaleidoscope, there's a lot of concern. It feels very familiar to previous agreements with other third parties. The costs were extremely high. And I guess I just want to kind of know how this is going. Again, in the interest of the overall health of the program, are we going to get ourselves into another situation like we were in with Sagetti if we use a third party to do this rather than using the teams that have been successful in the past for us? And that's my concern, and I guess why I was raising the question around.
Craig, let's just do this. You know, I understand your concerns. Let's take this offline, and because Commissioner's Court here has not approved a position yet, but we can talk to you about our intent on how to move forward. But I can't have that conversation now because I need to complete my conversations with the Commissioner's Court on this.
Got it.
I'll be more than happy to talk to you about this offline.
But we need to move this. We need to approve this motion today and go forward.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. So I'll move to approve item 10.
I'll second that.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Final item.
Mr. Chairman, this is the agreement with Clayburgh County to implement TechShare prosecutor under the SAS arrangement. We're finalizing our implementation estimate now. We're reviewing their data for data conversion costs, but we've given you and them not to exceed numbers for the purposes of moving forward with the agreement. And we'd like your authorization to move forward, but we expect the implementation cost to be less than $60,000.
So, thank you.
Okay. If there are no, if let's get a motion and a second.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Any further business at this time, John?
No, sir.
Okay, with no further motion or no further business, this meeting is adjourned. Thank y'all.
Thank y'all for your time.
I hope y'all are all doing well under this virus.
Wait a minute.
At least I covered my...